Secretary Clinton and President Ouattara met at Abidjan's presidential palace for talks meant to underscore the Obama administration's commitment to democratic governance in Ivory Coast. This first visit by a U.S. Secretary of State in more than 25 years comes as President Ouattara works to bring the country together following violence that last year toppled former President Laurent Gbagbo when he refused to recognize President Ouattara's election. With Mr. Gbagbo facing charges at the International Criminal Court, President Ouattara says he's committed to bringing to justice everyone responsible for electoral violence, even if they fought for him.
Je vous réaffirme notre volonté de continuer de faire en sorte que la justice soit équitable.
President Ouattara says he reassured Secretary Clinton of his commitment to work toward equal justice without discrimination. There's a national inquiry in place to investigate all crimes committed during the electoral crisis, including crimes in the West and in Abidjan. He says Ivory Coast wants to be a country of rights. Secretary Clinton says that's the only way to bring about reconciliation in Ivory Coast.
We think that all Ivorians need to see that the rule of law is working and that there is impartial justice, a transparent system to ensure that all atrocities are fully investigated and that the perpetrators, regardless of which side they supported, are held to account.
In the past year, Secretary Clinton says the Obama administration has committed about $44 million to help Ivory Coast strengthen its justice sector and democratic governance. Ivorians say they hope her visit will help boost investment by U.S. firms, including the agricultural giants Archer Daniels Midland and Cargill. University student Sekou Touré says Clinton's stop in Abidjan is another strong signal that Ivory Coast is back in business.
On sait que les Américains nous ont soutenu le président Ouattara pendant la crise qu'a subi la Côte d'Ivoire.
Touré says Ivorians know that Americans supported President Ouattara during the political crisis, so it's normal that after the crisis, Secretary Clinton comes to see how life is going on and if President Ouattara is following democracy. Secretary Clinton says she's working with President Ouattara to open the eyes of American investors to what's possible in Ivory Coast.
We very much want to send a clear message to American businesses that Côte d'Ivoire is open for business, that there are investment opportunities, there are people looking for work who are ready to go to work. There are many ways that American businesses can invest with, trade with, and create opportunities right here.
Clinton said she's inspired by how quickly Ivorians have moved from violence to a commitment to build a better future. She spoke of the vast potential of West Africa and said Ivory Coast must again be at the center of the region's economic growth. Secretary Clinton began this visit to West Africa in Liberia, where she attended President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's inauguration, praising the Nobel Peace Prize winner's moves to reach out to her political opponents. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Abidjan.